Hey, what's up? It's the Gwen and God DJ Self, and this is my apartment, apartment 5H. Bianca's here.
Oh, you gave me a real, like a nice introduction today.
Yes,
thank
I did.
You.
This
okay.
is my neighbor, right? And she's always just popping up in my house. And sometimes I can't get rid of her for whatever reason. Like, yeah. Just, wow. You know.
He acting up. He'll be very sad if I wasn't here.
What's up, man? This is my geyser.
Nah, for real.
Yeah?
My geyser, right? I mean, he just switched up a little bit on me, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Theo.
Nah.
How so?
We'll get to that another day, right? A day's love. How you feeling? You okay?
I'm good. I feel good.
You know, I look at people's posture, right? And then you got like the arms and stuff like this. You ready for war?
Nah, I'm just cool. I'm just feeling good.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I look like I'm on tip.
Ready for war?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good. I feel good. Should I do like this?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, uh-huh.
I'm
yes.
Wonder.
Looking very nice today, too.
Thank you.
Very, very
nice.
It's
been nice. A minute. I ain't seen you in a while.
How many times you been to New York now?
Ever?
Forever?
You saying ever, just ever?
Yes. Yeah, so
plenty of times.
Plenty of times?
Yeah.
Okay. So now y'all got a project together. I know this is the second time.
Mm-hmm.
How did the first one even come about?
Let me explain it. the first one, wait, say that again. I'm sorry. You said how did the first one come about? How did it come about, Quay?
Well, I mean, we met.
How did it come about?
We met BET Awards.
What was it, on a red carpet or something like that?
I met her leaving. She was finna leave.
Parking
and I remember
lot.
It was in the parking lot. Now I remember I was telling my manager, like, man, I want to meet Dej Loaf. It was her mom, Busta Rhymes. I went over there and met her.
You said you wanted to meet her?
Yeah, I wanted to meet her.
What was the reason?
I liked the music. You
okay.
Feel me? And I had just redid.
What song you like?
I liked it. I liked her whole mixtape she dropped, the Sell Soul mixtape.
Uh-huh.
But I had redid her record. Mm-hmm. Me, Hennessy and You, Me, Patron and You. And mm-hmm. when I met her, she told me that she had heard it. You feel me?
She was mad that you jacked it, right?
No, she was just like, I listen. She was like, I listen
See,
to that song.
I didn't give you them problems. I was like, oh, yeah.
She was like, she listened to that song, whatever. We got in the studio, you feel me, in Atlanta. We end up doing one for my album.
How you get from Atlanta? You skipping some parts, God. How you get skip from what you said to LA?
Yeah, it was in LA.
To Atlanta.
Well, when we got to the A, I didn't know she was in Atlanta. I was in
okay.
the studio.
Uh-huh.
And she was at the same studio at the same time. And
so you was like, yo, remember me from Atlanta?
Nah, I took a picture of my shoes and she hit me like, I think we in the same studio.
Okay,
I was in the same studio.
How she hit you, in the DM or the?
Yeah, the DM.
Oh, the DM, okay.
Yeah, she was like, I think we in the same studio.
Look, you said, hold on,
yeah,
that ain't true. I was in the studio with Bodie James. Shout out Bodie. He was in the same studio, Tree Song. And I did see his feet, he showed his shoes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, we're in the same spot. But they had already told me he was up there, you know, so I was like, oh, let me go holler at him.
I'm going
to say hi, because he had already been in my DM.
He was already in your DM?
Yeah.
I like their music.
Oh, okay, huh?
I like their music.
Yeah, no, I understand. Oh, so then you was like, oh, he already hit me already.
Yeah, you know, and I knew
but
he,
you,
I knew
you,
who
you
he
wasn't
was.
Answering them.
No, I wasn't. That it was like, you know, when I see you, I'm going to see you. So we had saw each other, and then it was like, oh, it's just, oh, I can possibly see you again today, because you're in the same spot. So what up? Where you at?
Mm-hmm. We start working.
It's that night.
Soon as
we get in.
I'm not making things. I just try to get to the bottom of stuff, kid.
Yeah.
Because you know what it is? Because sometimes I know artists might be watching and thinking, and they may say, just because they DM somebody that they think that a lot of times people see it. That's number one. Or, you know, like how you just said, I catch you when I see you. You understand what I mean? So every time people may, you know, artists might be like, man, fuck that, he ain't answering my DMs. You understand? So, and a lot of times, even as a DJ, people feel like they'll send me records and I'll be like, well, I have a life too, man. Like, you know, my life ain't just to worry about your records and stuff like that. So that's why I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be a problem starter. So now this first project come out. Yeah, I'm guessing you're happy of how it came out.
Right, it was a mixtape and it went crazy.
Definitely, in the
streets. Went crazy. We said we gotta come back with another one.
Platinum.
At the club, went platinum. You know, shout out to Stunner. He had put that out on his documentary or something. We got a chance to throw that out. Like I said, we was just creating music on the mixtape. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew the music was going to be good, but we didn't know it was going to be big as it was. You know what I'm saying? But now that we do, we got an opportunity that we didn't have then. So now this is an album. Second part is an album, so it's lit.
Is it hard to do collaborations, especially with a whole project with people? Because I'm pretty sure that y'all have different ideas.
Nah, it's not hard with us because we kind of like...
Have the same ideas.
Yeah, we got the same type of like vibe with it. You know, we can float off each other. It ain't nothing to be off with this. You know, it's always on. You know, she got stuff that she might say, hey, we should do something like this. And I always kind of like it because it always kind of makes sense to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Same for me.
And what was the science behind putting it out on Valentine's Day?
First one dropped February 10th, 2017. So we wanted to kind of like base it off around the same timing.
But
Valentine's Day is Friday, so you know, got to drop albums on Friday for real. So.
It's in it, yes. It's just for Valentine's Day. It's for that type of vibe, you know?
How important is Valentine's Day, the actual day of Valentine? I don't really like Valentine's Day, that's why.
Why not?
Kind of jam me up, man. You know, I can't dance around, you know what I'm saying?
That's because you're living that life.
Yeah.
That's hurt. Yeah, Valentine's Day
what
lit.
What future say?
It's all about what you make it. You know, it's supposed to be special.
Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? You're not like him, you're not like...
No, I mean, celebrate it. I would say, yeah, I've always had like Valentine's, something like that, yeah. I've always celebrated it.
You could learn something from
Self done had a Valentine's Day.
No, he spends it with his children, right?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I spend it to the first come, first serve.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
First come, first serve.
Hello.
Okay.
I keep it real. You know what I mean? So who came up with most of the ideas for this project?
Me.
Uh-uh.
Say, no, I was just testing you, like, see. We both, it's natural. We go back and forth with ideas.
I'm going to switch, right? I can't really hear you. You sit right here in my chair. I'm going to switch with you. I'm going to switch with him. You sit in my chair.
I
can't hear one word you're saying. Now we're going to talk. Come on. Let's go.
So, yeah. We bounce off of each other's ideas, you know. There's no ego in the room. You know, I usually don't. I rock with people, but I rock with him. Like, you know, our chemistry in the studio is just unmatched. It's just naturally just good. We know how we want to sound. We just kind of got the same vibe. We come from the 90s era, so I feel like, you know, we got that.
Was it hard, right? Because I feel like you have a sound and coming from Detroit, right? You don't have that Detroit sound. And then even coming with my guy here, right? It's like, do you feel like people feel like you have to have that cliche Detroit sound? I don't even, you don't seem like you use the Detroit type beats, like boom, boom, boom. Like, is that the way you always came up? And like, I don't want to sound like I'm from Detroit.
No, I think Detroit has so many sounds. Like, we don't have just one sound. I think, you know, the sound you're talking about is a little popular, you know, that, you know, but we do have, like, a sound. We do have that style, beats. But it's so many, you know, we lyrical, you know, even the guys who do that, like, you know, like the Babyface Rays, like, they storytellers too, like. So I don't know, like, I never felt the need to just do what nobody did in general, but, like, you know, I pick my beats that match my energy and match my vibe. I never thought about it being like, oh, I don't want to sound like Detroit. Because I do want to sound like I'm from Detroit, but, you know, in my own way. Because everybody sound different, you know? We got jazz artists, we got R&B, we got...
I've never figured out why. And, Jacquees, I don't know how many times you've been to the D, right? It's like, I'm like, yo, why are y'all playing y'all records so fast?
In Detroit?
Yes. You ever been to Detroit and the record's just been speeding?
Strip club life. It's just like we live. It's a fast city. It's
the
city.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
It's the city life. It's the fast life.
Oh, okay. You've never been to Detroit. Like, let's say one of your songs, and it'd be like on plus 8,000.
Like sped up version.
Strip club.
A lot of new artists are doing that. The sped up version.
No, I'm talking about for the whole song, not for like.
No, yeah, they're dropping their songs, and then there's a sped up version of that song.
No, but they've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
because like I say, strip
style.
Clubs, you know, the music, it sound better in there like that, you know, and the girls dancing. You're able to just, you know, I don't know. We've been doing that. It's like also, what's the name of the music? What's the word? Disco, just kind of like that, kind of, we got that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's all a mixture. Like we don't mind a song sounding fast because we can dance to it and vibe to it. Ballroom, different stuff, so yeah.
Do you feel like you're on a creative streak now because you took a break for a little while, but you also just dropped End of Summer? I think it was this past October.
Yep.
And now you're dropping this project. Like, you know, because we didn't get music from you for a while. Now we're getting, like, an abundance of music from you. So do you feel like you're on a creative streak right now? Like,
definitely. Thanks for mentioning my album. I did drop in October, End of Summer. Like, a lot of people don't know, like, the album dropped because it's independent, you know. I've been on a creative streak. I stay on one, you know, literally. So I love creating the music every day, all day. That's my favorite part, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you don't see me a lot. I'm cooking. I got music for days. So, yeah, to answer your question, what was the last part?
No, I was just saying because now we're getting an abundance of music and you took a break.
Yeah, I'm on that streak for sure. Like I say, me and him been working on this album for years, so...
Okay.
We just found the right space and time to do it. So it's, you know, after this, I'll be dropping again. I'm sure he will. So, yeah.
I also wanted to ask you because I interviewed you a long time ago. I interviewed you in 2017 when I was at Double
XL. Okay, yep.
And that's when you were supposed to drop your Liberated album.
See what I'm saying? I like you.
Oh, thank you. But you did experiment with a different sound, so I wanted to, because it was like a little more pop, and it was catchy. So was that something that you decided that you wanted to try on your own, or did you feel pressure from the label to switch up your style?
Just naturally, like, I'm a era girl, like, you know, it's how I'm feeling at the moment, where I'm at in life. You know, I was seeing beautiful things. I was feeling positive. I was changing my diet. I was, you know, it's real life. Like, I'm changing a lot of things in my life. And this is just with growth. You know, you're growing as a woman. You're just like, oh, this is really who I'm becoming. You know what I'm saying? Liberated. I feel free in this moment, in this time. At that time, I felt how the music sounded. It was natural. Like, I was in the studio with producers and stuff, a couple writers. But ultimately, the album just was, it was about... Man, it was great. It's a great album. It's still great. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it should have came out, but it didn't. You know, we got the No Fear single off of there. We got Liberated with Leon Bridges. We had some smashes on there. So it was real deal. I didn't feel the pressure from the label to change. Like, it was natural. You put me in the studio with, you know, a jazz artist, or, you know, I'm gonna go for that. You know, I'm gonna embody what we need to do for jazz and with my sound as well, however. You know, so it was the same thing, you know. These pop producers, you put me in the studio, I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna give you a No Fear. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
What did you expect? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna give you Try Me Again because it's not the Try Me beat.
Right.
So, yeah, I was comfortable making the music.
I mean, you sounded really natural. Like, it was natural for you.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It wasn't a force. It was just unfortunate that, you know, it was just the timing, I think. Timing is everything.
It is. And what happened to the tracks from that album? Do you still have them? Or are you gonna ever release them?
Yeah, I wrote them, so they're still mine. We're gonna figure them out. We're gonna, you know, probably put that out soon. You know, we definitely. I reworked a couple of them, so we're going to see.
And how do you feel? Because I feel like we have this, I call it the Dej sound, right? Like, all these rappers sound like Try Me, right? So I feel like you don't get the credit for that, though. You kind of, like, started that sound. Would you agree?
Definitely, for sure.
Okay. So how do you feel about not getting enough credit for that? Because people took that sound and they done ran with it for the last 8 years.
I had to learn how to, you know, deal with it and adjust to just, okay, when you're great, people are gonna, you know, copy. They're gonna wanna be like you. They're gonna wanna, you inspire people. That's how I look at it, you know. At first, I was bitter. I was a little mad, like, damn, like, it was too many. You couldn't catch them. It was like, wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, so you really just, and it was just so significant. Like, you know, when you work hard to be you, it's like, damn, and people just come and like, oh, you know, people think it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Even how people talk about my voice, like, he had to sit next to me. It's, you know, I work hard to be this quiet.
Oh, yeah?
To keep it, you know, nah, but, you know, I had to learn how to just take it for what it is and not be the bitter artist and just mad at the world, you know, and just like, oh, man, because you'll be drowned out doing it.
That's true. And then so you have your energy keep going to the wrong thing,
keep
right?
making new sounds for them to copy or whatever. Like I say, it don't stop, you know, the music. We can go whichever way.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be back.
Female bonding. You see this, Doug?
Yeah, that's all.
You hear that? What is this project, you feel better?
Yeah.
Or is it a continuation?
It's a continuation, but the continuation is supposed to be, like, better.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. But so why would you feel like this one is better?
Probably because it's fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's fresh to my ears. Could okay. be. You know what I mean? It's like, it's super, super dope. It's continuation for sure, but it's like, I don't know, these records just, the first one stuck like glue. These records should stick too. I can't even say. Like, I gotta let the fans decide, but it's hard though.
But it's probably different too, because you're coming from a different perspective, right? Like, you've grown.
Yeah, I'm grown.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is like that grown.
Exactly. I was
talk.
Like a, yeah, I was a little boy. I was a young man.
Might be talking about different pointers, different things.
Yeah, it's
a
got
more
it's
adult
got a,
point of view.
It's got a definitely much more mature perspective mm-hmm. from a male, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, because years ago, you caught a lot of flack for calling yourself the king of R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I'm going to feel like that forever.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to feel like that forever. You know, I don't think that'll change. I think it just stuck like glue. I feel like when people see me, they just think of that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I still got more work to put in. Mm. Of course, I'm going to always feel like that. You know, I'm going to keep working hard, you know? So, yeah, I don't think nothing changed with me.
Oh, okay.
Nothing changed.
Okay.
Do you feel R&B is growing now, or is it still at a steady pace?
I mean, to me, it's okay. always the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
okay.
It's like, I hear a lot of it on the radio. You know, I listen to the radio a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear a lot of R&B on the radio. So, I mean, I can't really say. I don't know if it's because I'm in the game or what. But to me, it's just always the same, you know? I want to hear some more Jacquees on the radio, but.
Yeah, me too. You just curse too much.
Nah.
You do.
I got clean versions.
Yeah, but. You do curse a lot on your R&B.
But that's the explicit version. I make radio edits.
He had a group called the Teabag Boys. I don't even know why he's talking about you curse too much.
No. I did have a Teabag Boy.
Did.
I did have a Teabag Boy. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, but no, you do have clean version.
Right.
And you are talking to the right person when you do want to hear some more of your music. And your boy, I got you.
Say that. I got to. It's time for that.
Yeah, boy, I got you.
Say that. I need it.
And
thank you.
We go to the radio and talk some more stuff.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I need that. City need it.
So who were the main producers on the project?
My boy Nash B. You know, that's my day one. It's my in-house producer. Nash, Westside Carter, that's one of Dave's guys that she brought to the table. He did at the club. OG Parker.
IRS.
Yeah, IRS. It's a lot of people on here.
Music major.
Music major, K major. Yeah, it's a lot of guys on here.
Speaking of music, End of Summer is on Family, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that your label?
Definitely. Yellow World.
Ooh.
Family so Foundation.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your label.
That's mine.
You signed to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's been for a while, you know? So this one of my, what, second projects up under the label?
FOM, Family Like Try Me.
Y'all don't know why my stomach is growling. Like,
I was gonna ask you, but I didn't want to put you on.
You should have ate that Twix.
Or did you eat something bad?
Nah, I don't know. I just had salad. You hit my stomach, right?
His stomach is not used to vegetables. It's talking. So it's having a different type of effect.
It's talking for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with
me. It's not used to lettuce, that's all.
I'm hungry.
That's the point. I'm not hungry. I had an orange. I had a salad.
You know, it's like a transition for his body.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's not fast food. It's healthy. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Why do you think Valentine's Day, that men get like the short end of the stick, like women don't really go hard for men on Valentine's Day?
I think some women.
But they always got their hand out.
Some women do go hard for their men, you know. They do it.
They do?
Yeah, and then up top, like Midwest, we got Sweetest Day, which is for men. We
You have who?
Sweetest Day.
What day is Sweetest Day? They do have that, yes. Sweet. I heard about that.
When is that?
Yes, but that's in like April or some shit like that, right? That's another day.
Nah, when is Sweetest Day? Look it up. I don't know, but Detroit and like maybe Chicago. It's like Midwest.
Can you explain? Because I want this to be like a national holiday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like y'all, I don't know why I didn't make it to y'all. You're not about Sweetest Day?
No, we don't know about that here, but I did hear about it.
However, I feel like, you know, Valentine's Day is for the person you love. I don't think it should be a gender thing. I don't think it's about women or men. Like, you know, that's why, like, ladies, they go crazy for their men, some of them. But I don't think it's popular, you know, because obviously, like, you know, the men courts the woman. You know, that's usually that's what we've been doing.
No, but Valentine's Day is for relationship couples, right?
I agree. I think it should be both. Style. I think it should be.
What?
Every day.
Every day what?
Women do stuff for their man every day. Like Valentine's Day is every day for y'all.
Like what?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Feed you, clean up after you. I don't know. Like every day.
You do what? You feed
them? Cook, clean. Like, yes. Every day.
Why don't you think?
Because I think women is mad selfish. And I think women always, you know, they want to receive, and feel like,
that's the women you deal with,
would
sir.
You like to be, like, just giving to, like?
Give me? Yeah, I want to be tricked on, yes. Please. Do you know anybody who do that?
Not all men like that. Some men be like, no, they don't even like you touching nothing.
Those are meatballs. Not me.
Some,
not
my that's mama, what a son. Girl they like to meet.
Not my mama, son. Trick on me, baby girl. Where
know.
You at, boo? You know what I'm saying? Not my mama, son. Hello. I just feel like the percentage of women now are not saying, all right, Valentine's Day, I have to go and do something for my man besides what she's saying, the stuff that is average. Oh, I cooked for you. I put on the lingerie for you. I gave you some punkage. Yo, punkage is not a gift.
I mean, but that's why you gotta just be consistent in your relationship.
He had an ad lib right there, too. He gave me an ad lib, too, because he agreed, but he just being a little bit quiet.
You gotta just.
Punkage is not a gift.
I mean, I ain't even hear it a lot.
Oh, see? He's not claiming what you said. He's not.
He did. He's just being cool. Don't worry about that.
It's covering his ears, so you can't really hear. Look, if you go like this, you can't hear so much.
Punkash is not a kid. Forget what you said.
No, I'm saying, like, I don't know. You just got to be, because, like, every day should be Valentine's Day, so you ain't got to worry about, you know.
No, that's expensive, every day Valentine's Day.
You know, well, like you say, every day, you just said women do everyday shit.
Well, she said cook and clean. To me, you should cook, or you should at least clean daily. You understand? So that's just
I mean, just do something special for your lady. Do something special for your man, if you want to. If not, somebody else going to do it.
Didn't that mean that wasn't yours in the beginning? Would you agree?
What?
If somebody allows someone else to do it for them, or
but that's
know,
how those
it?
Situations are created, because you might have someone who like feel like you come you sound like you know have you had a Valentine's?
No, I don't. I don't have a Valentine. I need one.
That's what I'm saying. So it's optional. It's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's why my stomach growls.
Somebody probably like, if he ain't gonna do it, somebody else, they probably got somebody else. They looking for somebody.
Yeah, like me.
I got my first Valentine's Day gift today, and it wasn't from nobody I'm dating. Aww. So that was, you know, it's just life, you know, people just life, you know.
But y'all still ain't answered the question why the women, you know, why the men get the short end of the stick. But I'm gonna let y'all rock. You know, the women still, y'all not gonna, what you gonna, and I think that 26, it should be, what is it called? Sweet, what's the name of the day?
Sweetest Day, what's it called?
Sweetest Day, yeah.
Sweetest
Did
Day?
Did you look it up?
She's tired of you already.
No, she's not.
With your little violin story.
Did you look up Sweetest Day?
Look how small your violin is.
I think it's in May.
And they do
look
that.
Look it up.
And that's where the women cater to the men.
Yes, so if you guys want to promote that, we do that in the Midwest where they, you know, they do Sweetest Day for men.
And whoever the pop was, the Trump, maybe? Trump, we need to use that.
What?
What's it
Wait,
called?
Are you serious?
What is it called?
This year? I don't know.
October?
Yeah, October.
October.
Oh, for cuffing season? Okay.
Just look it up. Google it.
No, I know that's true. I didn't hear about that before. You didn't know about that, but maybe that could be a new song. Sweetest Day.
Ooh. I know about Sweetest Day.
You know about Sweetest Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
That could be a new song.
What?
Sweetest Day.
He know about that Midwest.
Yeah. That's all.
Somebody, never mind. I ain't interviewing. But, somebody did something for you for Sweetest Day before, Jacquees?
Huh?
Somebody did something for you before?
Yeah, for Sweetest Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they do?
I dated a girl from the Midwest.
You remember you remember the month it was?
I don't remember the month, but I remember, like, what it
was. Was it special? So women, did that feel like Valentine's Day?
It just felt special. It was dope.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why everybody gotta get on it.
It was dope. Like, it's a way to make a man feel like, oh man, that, I appreciate it.
Do you feel like women don't do that enough though? Like, cause
it depends on who your woman is.
Right. So you should feel like that. If she's not making you feel like that, then maybe you need to switch up your woman.
You know what it is? Maybe I'm dating New York or East Coast girls and not Midwest girls.
Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare do that.
That's what
don't
I think.
Don't you dare.
Or down south too.
No,
they
being,
got
keep
down
being
down.
Honest.
You ain't never dated outside of New York?
I have, right? But the thing about it is once they get to New York and once they start seeing the buildings and they start smelling the air, they change up. You understand?
You can't
introduce them to certain things. They switch up. You understand what I'm saying? Got to keep them in the environment. And that messes up. And I promise you, any men, New York men concur. You may not think that, Bianca.
I don't have a problem.
But like she just said, or Midwest, Southern girls, they do treat their men a little bit different. I think New Yorker.
First of all, I don't know why you're directing that over here. Like, those are people you deal with. Okay, but I treat whoever I'm with, I treat them very good. Very, very good.
I never once heard some guy said, yo, Bianca treat me the best.
You don't know him.
Well, he should say it louder.
Nah. People I deal with are not in your circle, so you will never hear
it. He should say it loud. He got Instagram, I bet.
None of your business. Point is, those are people you're dealing with anyway.
What's up with you, my G? I remember the last time you was here, you was telling me that you was engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And because I remember we was talking and I was on my dirtbag stuff and you was dodging all my dirtbag stuff and you was so happy and all this stuff and what's going on with that?
The same vibe.
Well, let me, you know, I reason why I'm asking this is because you know, it was certain pieces of of jewelry that, you know, it's like, okay, what's up with the jewelry?
Right. Hold on, what you mean? Say that again. Oh, you ain't seen no jewelry. The jewelry's still there. Oh, my jewelry, I never had one.
You have, yo, Carl, yo.
Nah.
You had the jewelry and you
Nah, the man don't have one.
You
I
had
probably
the
had
jewelry
on my other ring.
Men don't wear engagement.
Yeah,
the material.
When I saw you the last time, you had jewelry on and you was like, oh, I'm engaged.
I ain't had no ring on though.
I could have sworn you had a ring on and you was like, yo, I can't do that. I'm engaged. I can't do
men
that.
I'm still engaged, but men don't wear no engagement ring.
So let
he
me
does
ask,
that. When he gets a girlfriend, he wears a ring on his finger.
You wear a promise
ring. That's why
For real.
He's projecting.
But I'm gonna tell you why,
put
right?
on a promise
ring,
bro.
Because that keep me from doing bad. Like, I be trying not to.
You need
like,
a reminder.
It's be like so much. I be like, yo, I cannot cheat.
Wow.
And then I put something on and I even lie. I be like, yo, I'm married, sweetheart. You know, I have to. I have to do that. That helps me out.
It's interesting.
That's very interesting, right?
Never heard
that's
of
the it. Only way I could be cool.
That's some good little.
You
yeah,
say I'm married, sweetheart.
Huh? That's cool. So how's that going? How's that going so far?
I mean, it's going good. I mean, you know, we have our moments, but you know, as far as how it feels to have the family.
How long has that been? And I just somebody I think walking in here, I didn't know that you was engaged to Deion Sanders' daughter.
You didn't know that?
I did not know. I don't subscribe into the gossip things like that. Yeah. So you told me you was engaged. I didn't Google say who's he's engaged to or whatever like that.
I just was told that
while you walked into my house.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so that part I did not know. I didn't know any of these things.
I thought you knew that.
I'm clueless when it comes to these type of what's the names. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
I did not know that. How did you even meet this what's her name?
Deandra.
Yeah. How did you meet Deandra?
Through Patman Jones. Patman Jones introduced me to her. It was her birthday party in Jamaica. He called me. I saw him on FaceTime for her birthday, and we met.
And you said, I want to marry you?
Nah, bro. It took time. We became friends, and then from friends, we got in a relationship, and from there, it just got deeper. And that's when it happened.
And that was years ago. And you got down on your knee?
Yeah, it's online. It's everywhere.
Listen.
Like, this was real big.
I understand that. I don't subscribe to that. That's why.
Yeah,
like,
but I thought you would have seen
when somebody getting got, I subscribe to, yo, man, he had like 2 threesomes. And it was four chicks. That, I'm like, oh, yes. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga.
Okay, so it was online. All right, yeah. Cool. So.
I proposed at our baby shower.
So you got a kid, too?
Yeah, he's 6 months, my son.
You got a son with her?
Yeah, my son's 6 months.
Oh, snap, God.
Nigga, it's not way yet. You ain't know this.
I don't know, God.
Man,
how many baby mamas I got?
You gotta follow me.
You don't know, God.
Do you follow me, self?
I do follow you.
Nigga, you gotta tap in.
I do follow you.
Let me make sure this nigga follows
you. I swear to God, I follow you. Listen, somebody engaged with somebody, proposing, I'm skipping that. I don't want to see that.
Why? It's going to inspire you, nigga?
Nah, that don't inspire
you. But he crying, he asking why he don't get gifts.
So
I'd rather hear about a threesome.
So now, listen, now you proposed, right? Do y'all move in with each other? Do y'all?
Yeah, we stay together.
Okay.
We got a crib together.
Well, all right, so it was your crib, her crib, y'all got it together.
We got a new spot.
Okay. Now I'm asking the question. I don't know these things.
It was a new spot.
Stall him out, Debo.
Huh?
Stall him out.
Stall him out?
It was a new spot.
Huh?
A new spot.
So you got a new spot,
mm-hmm.
Right? So y'all move in together. She had kids prior, you got kids prior?
Nah, hell, I mean.
So this is both y'all first kid?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats. This is a beautiful thing.
Thank you, man.
No, that's beautiful, man. I wish I could go back in time, man.
You got kids?
Oh, my God, do I? You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you stupid.
Oh, my God, do I? This is a super beautiful thing. So, is that conflicting sometimes, right? Because y'all have a project together. Sometimes a person may feel like it's more than just work. Do that ever happen in your life?
Of course.
How do you navigate through that?
I just keep going. I know what I'm doing. You know, I know the mission I'm on.
But is that a conflict that you are engaged with someone?
What you mean? Like, is that a conflict being...
Yeah, reason I'm asking, right? I have a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be flirtatious, right?
You gotta be
1,000%. You understand? Because people say, you know, they want to come because they feel like they could get a piece of the Gwinnett God.
Oh,
you understand what I'm saying? You know, so
that's a part of the plan.
That's a part of the plan.
Yeah,
you understand? So some people don't understand that when I'm on stage, as far as being the owner of a restaurant. You know, that is something that, you know, I may give people false hope. And sometimes at home, a female may not understand your job is a little bit different from what you are at home.
Facts.
So that's why I'm asking you, does that happen to you?
Yeah.
How do you navigate through that?
I just try to keep explaining. You know what I'm saying? Just try to keep explaining it honestly. You know, it takes trust. You know, that's what I would say. Take trust and understanding. But just try to keep keep explaining and try to just get them to a point where they can understand. You know
how do you do that? Help me out.
Shit, you just gotta keep explaining, nigga. You
gotta
get
him some advice. How many kids you got? You gotta get him some advice.
Who, him?
Yeah.
Nah, you don't want as many kids I got. You don't want to do that.
How many you got?
How many hands, how many fingers you got?
10.
Oh, okay.
You got 10 kids?
I got a lot of kids, man. I bust nuts. I get busy. But that's what I'm asking. How could you help me out?
I mean, bro, you gotta just keep explaining to her like what you on. You know, showing proof. You feel me? Just keep showing up. You feel me? Do what you gotta do and keep going to where you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Staying there, you know what I mean? You'll be alright.
Definitely.
What I'm asking is how do you do that? You giving me, I'm asking for help.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep explaining to your lady what you're doing and that you gotta make her secure.
Okay.
You know, like, let her know that you're working. You know, that's personal, this business.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Consistency too, right?
Yeah, you gotta just let her separate the two. Like, hey, look at me as an actor. You think Denzel wife go crazy when he gotta do a sex scene in a movie? Nah, he get off set and go right back
home
to his wife.
My girl can't do a sex scene in the movie, I'll be honest.
Why not?
Nah, God, because then the whole world going to be seeing, like, damn, Denzel.
They going to see everything, bro.
Michael B. Jordan that slapped your girl butt? Because a butt slap is not fake. You can't fake a butt slap.
Nah,
bro.
For sure you can't.
You can't. You know what I'm saying? Even though it may not be.
I mean, if you not with that, you got to just get somebody who not going to do that.
Talking about Skillet Baby was here and he was talking about, he said if a girl cheated on him, he wouldn't leave her. And you agreed with him. You're a hypocrite.
So listen, no, you didn't pay attention.
That's cheating, let alone
you didn't
doing
pay attention to
work.
What he said. And this is why.
Well, what's cheating? Your girl cheek smacked in a movie?
Is that cheating?
That's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
It's a part of the script.
That's what I'm saying. So if you would stay with someone that cheated on you, you're not going to stay with a woman
who
had to.
You didn't hear what he said. You're force quoting him.
No, I'm not.
He said he wasn't with the girl for romance. He was with the girl because of the way she made him feel.
Okay.
He did not care about romancing the girl.
So if you
said
if
the girl cheated on him, he would not care because he wasn't with her for her attraction. He was there because of her companionship.
Okay, so if that was the reason you were with the girl and she had to do a sex scene for work.
My companion, somebody who I just want to be with for a certain thing. Maybe I was her sugar. What do they call what a girl sugar baby? I don't know when a girl trick on a dude.
Daddy.
When a girl trick on a dude, sugar mama.
When a girl trick on a dude,
that's
yeah.
That's an age. Daddy.
Yeah, sugar mama.
I thought that sugar daddy, sugar mama.
Oh. Yeah, sugar mama. Oh. So if my sugar mama cheat on me, I don't give a fuck. Just keep bringing me the money. Hello.
So if her cheeks get smacked, you ain't tripping.
As long as she's paying me, I don't care.
So it could
you
be like that.
You care about your sugar mama?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm Dana
okay,
actor.
Okay, I was about to say, girl, if come I'm on, Dana girl, actor, don't let me
if
down.
If I'm Dana actor, anything like that, I'm knowing what I'm signing myself up for. Especially if I got one of the top people. You know, and I know it might be a chance that they might get their cheek slapped in a movie. So I might have to be prepared for that. Because I'm like, damn, I date fucking the top
so
actor.
So your fiance going to let you slap somebody's cheeks?
If I got to, nigga, I'm Jacquees. If they put me in a movie where I gotta slap some cheeks.
I thought you was about to let me down, God.
Yo, he misses.
Nah, I thought you was gonna let me down.
If I'm in a movie, I'm in a movie, so it's respected. It's a movie, it's a part of the script.
Okay.
It's not real.
And vice versa, right? If your girl had to do it, you wouldn't.
She's
think
not an actor.
Exactly.
If she was, excuse me, I'm not talking to you. If she wasn't,
she's not an actor though.
But if she was an actress,
I would have dated an actress.
So you won't date an actress.
Who knows?
But if you did date an actress,
but she's not an actress.
She's not an
I'm
actress.
I'm not talking to you. But if she was hypothetically,
if she was an actress and she had to do that, like she would have to do it. If she was an actress, she's not an actress though.
Hello.
Yeah, I can't take y'all.
Her cheeks will never be smacked on a movie.
Okay, it's impossible.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone.
It's impossible for it to be smacked. She's not an actress.
But if she was,
if she was an actress, then I would have to be prepared for that, but I would have got what I would have. I didn't do that. I didn't sign up for that.
But you wouldn't. Like, but you wouldn't. Period.
I don't know. I mean, I've dated women in the industry.
Exactly.
You
okay,
know, I've never had a problem with them doing whatever they had to do.
There
you know what I'm saying? It's like, see? Go do your thing.
Exactly.
What about if the guy knew you though?
What you mean? Like, he knew me. He had to smack her cheeks.
Yeah, he was like, yeah,
if I'm pretty sure a nigga would have hit me. Like, hey, cool, you know I gotta do this, fool. Now, if I ain't getting no call, I would feel disrespected.
Wait, I don't think the call might be disrespectful, though.
Nah,
guy.
Bro. If a nigga know you, like, how do he know you, though? It depends on how he know you. Like, y'all got a real relationship, or you just know the nigga in passing?
No, relationship. Passing, though, no, I don't
oh,
think.
Oh, yeah, if you know him in relationship, you gonna know anyway about the video. Y'all got a relationship.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you show up?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't want to see you smack my girl cheeks.
Yeah, but you might want to regulate the smack. Like, yo, hold on, fam.
I might come, but then I'll probably be uncomfortable. Then after the shit, I don't want to talk to the nigga about it. Like, hey, bro, like.
Because suppose the nigga came to the panel, like, yeah, I'm going to see you later. You're going to give him the panel. You're going to be like, fuck up out of here, Duke. I'm going to say, fuck up out of here, Duke. I'll speak to you next week. Let me calm down. You got to be honest.
I would probably slap the nigga head hard in here.
Yeah, all right, okay, cool. All right, see? This is like, man, we got to be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, that's
man.
My nigga, though.
Yeah, okay. You all right, cool, man.
Because he just working, too.
Yeah, he is just working too.
You
he is just working, but he worked to slap your shorty cheeks.
Yeah.
Damn,
it be like that, bro. You gotta understand these people acting, bro. Like, and if they great, they great. This like this is a part of this. Like, that's what it is.
Mm. That's a part of the program.
Part of the program, bro. Like you're an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? You gotta know what you're doing.
That's what's up.
Shout out to every entertainer who gotta deal with that. Actors, athletes, singers,
yeah.
You know.
You
yeah.
ever been through that?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
People be upset about your job?
Sometimes, for sure, yeah.
And how do you navigate through that? You tell them sayonara? Tell them peace?
I mean, I'm in a different space now, so I feel like now I can't let nobody just control my destiny. Like, I got to do it. You
so
know
you
what
tell
I'm
them, leave, bye? You get rid of them, or would you work it out?
I got to work on me. If you know.
So you just be like, peace?
I'll just say peace, but if it comes to that, then it will have to be peace, because I love peace. I love my peace. And peace is doing what I love and, you know, getting to it. So if you're not my peace or you don't understand what I need for peace, so you're not for me.
I got to think about just the girls I choose now. Y'all making me, what you call, like navigate a little different way.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I appreciate that. This is therapy for me.
Yeah, you need it.
I know.
You gonna take it though?
What? Yeah. I ain't gonna let nobody slap my girl cheeks though.
She ain't. You're not gonna date an actress.
No actress, nothing. Nah,
so what if she an actress? She like self. Like,
nah, you can't do that, guy.
You ain't gonna date an actress then.
I'm not gonna date an actress. No.
I'm
gonna tell you why, right? Because that film is gonna be everywhere, and then people gonna be. Let's say you got beef now. You be like, yo, and then they gonna bring it up. Yeah, such and such slap your girl cheeks, and they gonna do a laughter or some shit like that.
That nigga did a
joke. That's gonna be like the fucking. That's gonna be like the biggest diss in the song. Like, you know, when they be like A minor, slap your girl cheeks.
Nah,
ain't nobody
man.
Coming out with a diss track for you. Stop.
Nah, I'm just you never
not
know.
She an actor.
Yeah, not
now she got smacked
deal.
On the iPhone camera footage.
Well, that's
different.
Okay.
If it's
okay.
Not professional, then that's what not makes it. That's what make it kind of like what, you know?
Yeah.
If it's professional, we gonna work it out. You did that, cool. I mean, you know, as long as it ain't, you know.
Well, y'all got
nobody simping that. Though. Nobody just going for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
nah.
You gotta let people work though, for real, in their own environment.
How important
that'll
is?
That'll be great.
How important is being in a relationship to you? Is it very important, or is it, who cares?
Yeah, I would say with God, very important.
It is very important.
But just like love is important. I think love is love is important. Like,
mm-hmm.
we need that. We all need somebody, something. It don't have to be somebody. It could be something. It could be yourself, you know? So,
or like a cat or a dog?
Some people got cats, dogs, lizards.
Do that help your writing?
What?
Like being in love.
Being in
Why
love?
Why he's laughing?
Because it sounds like you asked if a cat and a dog was for writing.
That was a,
No, I'm just asking.
Does it help your writing?
Okay, love. Does love help your writing?
Yeah, you know, you go through different stuff. You talk about in the music. That's what this album, Fuck a Friend Zone, too, mm-hmm. we're dropping. You know, it's we just able to talk about stuff. It's like a diary music, mm-hmm. so hell yeah. These tracks.
when y'all came together to do this part two, how excited was you to say, all right, boom, we got to do this again?
I've been excited. I was just waiting on the moment for it to happen. We've been working on it since the first one, for real. So mm-hmm. we just, a lot of songs just gathered up, and we just had to put it together, you know, when the time was right. Mm-hmm.
Is it difference in cultures with you two guys, y'all being from different places?
Nah, we kind of got the same Innocence fan base. He's R&B, though. Like, I'm kind of like, I'm still considered rap. You know, I got pop. I got all kind of music, so, mm-hmm. you know, but it blends very well. You know, we kind of in that same area, neighbors.
Like, he ever bought, like, to the studio, bought, like, fried chicken, and you was like, nah, I like my like grill. That
too. You know, I lived in Atlanta. I was in Georgia for years, so I was down there, you know. Yeah, like, what y'all, you know. They had a little vibe, a little culture, a little things in the A, you know, that they had, we would do. Just regular shit.
Quick question, what made you start your own label? Was this a recent venture?
Yeah. I ain't gonna say, I've been had Yellow World just standing. I just was figuring, you know, not figuring out what to do. I was just, you know, had that forever. And just wanting to expand, you know, keep get some artists up under my wing and just show them the ropes and... Even my own self, I'm independent, so, you know, I needed my own home as well. So, mm-hmm. Yellow World, Family Foundation, that's also for producers and, like, writers. You know, I'm big on writing music, mm-hmm. you know, producing it and getting it out to people. Like, I want to write for other people, too, so.
Well, that was my next goal. So, you mm-hmm. have a goal of getting artists, like, signing artists to your label, too?
Definitely. Definitely. We definitely. I got some folks, man, that I feel like, you know, I got a good ear, so.
Okay.
I'm going to try to make the best of anybody I, you know, bring along or introduce the world to or stamp, even if they've been doing their thing, you know, I'm going to put them in your face if I can, because mm-hmm. I know how that feels, so.
Would it be artists, like, from your city? Or
definitely. A couple from my city, for sure. Yeah, definitely. All over, though, you know.
I've been into them. Anyone we should know about, look out for?
You know, I got my group, my cousins, you know, they're actually, it's a girl group, rap, they rap.
Okay, what's pretty, their name?
My cousins.
Oh, they just, like, oh, I thought you meant your cousins. Okay, my cousins, okay, got it.
So, right. I was working on their group when I first got back to Detroit, top of 2023. Look, time is flying, so you mm-hmm. can check out some of their music on YouTube. We're gonna get them back in the studio and get them ready to drop some more stuff. They got some fire. I think they got potential to just kind of like fill it out and see what it's about. They already got their feet wet, you know. It's Detroit. It's real, like, you know. It's dope. So them, and then this artist too, like even Mr. Chicken over here, he's not my artist, but he one of my guys who I just want to see him on top of the world. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So
that's our guy too. Okay? He from the town.
Yeah, we family. Like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got to sign no deal, but he the truth. So he's somebody who I vouch for. Just if I'm in a cut, wherever I'm at, somebody like him, A Rose. I got a few people that I just feel like are dope. Mm-hmm. We coming with it. I ain't gonna. Yeah.
I wish you a lot of luck with that.
Appreciate it.
One, I did look through your gram. You got the sun. I see that. But I'll be honest, you was like, you try to get on me though. Yo, how you ain't always engaged? I'm looking at your gram. It's just you and Dej. 80
we finna
pitches,
drop.
God, you know what I'm saying?
We finna drop.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. FOMO. But being a new father, this is number one. does this change your life?
Yeah.
How?
It changes my drive. You know, it changes my focus. You know, it changes my movement. It just changes everything, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm thinking about him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm not doing a lot of the things I was doing because I'm trying to think ahead for him. You feel me?
You ever changed a diaper?
Yeah, I'm changing diapers daily.
I ain't changing no diaper. Bro.
Why not?
I ain't changing no shitty diaper.
You should not be admitting that.
No, I know that's foul, right?
Yeah, you gotta change it.
When your birthday?
Nah.
Huh? On your birthday. I'm not judging.
My birthday is in January.
You're Aquarius?
Aquarius, yeah.
You are a fucking Aquarius.
Yes, I am.
You are a fucking Aquarius. I was going to tell you before you asked. I should just...
Yes, I am. I'm super an Aquarius.
You fuck, yeah.
Yes. Yes,
January
ma'am.
What?
20th.
You started off.
Oh, you're very intelligent. You Aquarius too? Or
yeah,
Capricorn?
I am. I'm an Aquarius too.
You are?
I'm an Aries sun. Yeah, so.
That's
but I'm familiar you. With Aquarius.
Yeah, I started off. The I'm right familiar. Way. Hello.
I love Aquarius. Shout out Mama Rosie, too.
Oh, yeah, my
she
mom
an Aquarius.
Huh?
My mom's an Aquarius.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, her birthday passed already?
Yeah, it was the 25th.
Okay. Happy belated birthday, Mama.
My grandmother's an Aquarius, sure. too, but yeah. That's shout out the family. Yeah. Shout out my mama.
So now, having this kid, right? You're a new father. Does it say, I can't do certain things no more? Like, I ain't supposed to be in this club, or I ain't supposed to be in this town, or whatever, blah, 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 because I know I got to get home to my kid. Like, does that change your movements of where you go, or you still live life the way you did prior to having a kid?
Nah, life changed. Like, I mean, like, I'm still gonna go handle my business, still gonna hang out, still gonna have fun.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not gonna be nowhere I don't need to be or nowhere I don't feel like as soon as I feel the vibe off, I'm out.
You feel me?
Yeah, because I ain't second guessing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how it go. You feel me? I'm a great energy reader. You know, I know how to read the room real good. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think like that. Like, man, I ain't just going places I ain't got to no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, for what? You feel me? Especially if I gotta go out my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I ain't doing that.
Do you guys worry about the reception of y'all project when people say, like, first week or first day and different things like that? Do y'all worry about those things or do y'all worry, or are you looking at it for the long haul?
It's always the long haul, but I think we all want to look up and be like, oh, shit, we did numbers. But I don't think that's all, like...
I definitely got out of that world.
Yeah, because
you know,
that'll catch you up.
If it come, it come. You know, it's a blessing, God willing, you know. But I don't think like that. I'm independent, so I don't, you know, I don't know. I'm their favorite, but, you know, you're not always the favorite. You got to, you know, it's politics a lot of times, too, with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You just drop your music and enjoy it. You don't want to be sad about the numbers and stuff like that. Like, we dropped the first one for free, and it went platinum. So you telling me if we put a little more energy into it this time, it ain't going to be, you got to, like, it ain't, that is not going to make sense to me.
Because
it's great music, so I don't know. I just, you know, that's part of learning the game and how things work. Like, if that worked, how does this not work? That's
right.
Me. I don't know.
That makes sense. I heard somewhere that you stopped drinking. Was that because of the birth of your son? Or because you did mention also you felt like it kind of hindered your vision for your career.
Yeah, right? Everything. You know, I definitely wanted to get right for my son. I ain't want him to be born and people that I know, you know, be like, man, your daddy be drunk. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, nigga. Like, that won't be me. You feel me? You won't have that story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I had to get myself together, you know, just so I can, you know, get myself focused for my kid. You know what I'm saying? So, not saying I won't ever drink again, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I haven't drunk since, like, March 13th, 2024. So, it's about to be a year. Yeah. So,
that's a long time.
Yeah, and I feel good.
You.
I don't miss it, though. I don't feel like I'm missing nothing, though. I be in a club, you know what I'm saying?
Did you taste this Branson yet, though, my nigga?
It's
you
like,
need to taste this Branson.
Nigga gonna fall asleep.
You is bugging.
Wake up,
man. That shit is amazing. This Branson is amazing.
You're tricking yourself for real. That shit ain't good. That shit nasty as hell. You drank
excuse
that shit,
him
make a
for
nasty
what he
face.
Said. I do not want Boo Boo to get on you tonight.
No, I'm saying, I ain't talking about that particular brand of liquor. I'm talking about just the taste of liquor, period.
Understood.
You know what I mean. Yeah, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing with liquor. I need a liquor deal.
Yes,
I need
do.
A liquor deal.
It's a very good thing to have.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a very good
I want to do it
have.
And bring that back.
How's that changed how you move, though, as far as, like, planning your music? Has that changed anything?
It ain't changed
respect?
My music. I'm still able to vibe. You know what I'm saying? I'm still able to do everything because I never depended on liquor to make music. You know, I never depended on advice, period.
But meaning as far as, like, do you feel like you're more clear-headed now? Like, do you feel like your decision-making is different?
Decision-making, like, I'm not short-tempered. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not short-tempered. I'm able to think things through.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I was like a person that, like, you say something to me, I'll probably just say the first thing on my mind.
Yeah, I do remember you having quick fingers on the internet.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
You feel me? Yes, I had to let up off all that. You feel me? I thought about that the other day. I'm like, man, I really used to fucking go crazy on this motherfucker. But I'm like, nah. Like, because it used to be fun, too, honestly. You know, I used to like to get a reaction.
Okay.
And just like to be like, you know what, I got time today type shit. But now it's just like, nah, I think things through. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like all around better. I feel like I'm back to like how I was when I first came into the game.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got that type of vibe. You know, I'm real like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. This would be the best time to get to know me type shit. You feel me? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Why should someone listen to this new project in that camera?
You should listen to Fuck a Friend Zone too because it's dope. It's real music. It's genuine music. It's rare. It's not like none of them other niggas, you know? And it's just, you know, it's real. That's all I can say, you know? Because in a world full of fake shit, it's really real. It's like, it's that energy, you know?
Do you have a favorite song on there that you like, yo, this is the one that I know is going to be out of here?
All of them, but we gonna go, I don't know, like I've been saying all day, favorite one. Hopefully, like, up to, like, 5 or 6 of them, like, shit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, we got, it's just a flow. When you go to the intro, you're gonna want to hear them all back to back. But, like, oh, Everybody Knows, I feel like that's a single. It's a great thing. I think they're gonna love that.
All right.
I predict that one to be, like, their shit, the people.
Thank y'all for coming through. What I did?
Your hands clean.
She always give me that. You want me to do
cause
this?
Cause your ass, you the way your
ass.
See what I'm saying? Let me get some.
Let me point it this way.
This Aquarius, wow, man. See, now I can get it again? Self, I didn't know you was this crazy.
Man, what?
Thank y'all for coming through. Apartment 5H, I appreciate y'all. Much success to both of you guys.
Appreciate it.
And I appreciate y'all. Hopefully, this could be a series of 10. I think that when you do multiple series, you get generations. I think that, you know, now y'all getting into a second generation. And then, you know, when y'all get a little older, then the younger generation, I don't know what's going to be the new generation, Generation B, or I don't know what the hell, they can get, you know, accustomed to part 10.
You so funny.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
That was a message. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, but you know, 10 of them, you know what I'm saying? And congratulations.
Thank you, my nigga.
My God.
6 months later.
Thank you.